Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Kaya Biz with Google at 4P.
On Kaya 959. On the street, on the air.
It's just gone 15 minutes after 7. I'm Nastasia Arendse, standing in for Guguletu Mfupi. We're now going to be talking about the clampdown, or wanting to clamp down on bogus honorary PhDs. And I think this is on the back of some of the recent revelations of high-profile figures receiving honorary PhDs from unrecognized entities. And this has prompted calls for stricter regulations to safeguard the integrity of academic honors. And joining us to have this conversation is Dr. Eseu Mgulisi Mathebula, who is from the Association of PhDs. Doctor, thank you so much for your time. I mean, let's talk about your initial reactions when you start hearing about these bogus institutions that are, you know, basically handing out PhDs. What do you make of this part of the story, as we say, in terms of where we are right now?
Good evening to you and to your listeners, and thanks for having us. Our initial reaction was just to be shocked. We were shocked that in 2024, we're still dealing with the bogus institutions in South Africa. We're hoping that this is a thing of the past, but we can see that we still have a long way to go in ensuring that such institutions are not existing in South Africa. It's really shocking.
So then how do we deal with this particular issue here? Because where do we start? Is it just going to, you know, the Department of Higher Education? How do people navigate through this, especially if you got a phone call and someone's trying to recognize your efforts in a particular sector or industry?
We are saying that whenever someone gets that opportunity to be awarded an honorary doctorate, they mustn't just jump into the opportunity, but they must first do their research to find out whether is it registered with the Department of Higher Education and Training, is it credible, is it recognized in South Africa as an institution of higher learning. And once they've done that, then maybe they can consider. Again, you look at the issue of Silo Makeka Ngube. He is not a pastor. We know that. And he got an invitation from an institution that deals with, that is a Bible university, let's put it that way. Now, in his mind, he was supposed to think that these people, they train pastors. And I'm not a pastor, I'm in the art industry. Because that two doesn't go together. So that on its own should have been a red flag that he was supposed to take note of. Another issue we are saying to the Department of Higher Education and Training, they must create an awareness so that people, they know that there are institutions that are legit and those that are bogus. And we are further saying, on their website, they must publish all the institutions that are registered, are credible, are recognized, so that it becomes easier for a person like Mathebula, when invited to such an event, to go and check whether that institution is really registered.
So as it stands, the department doesn't have the list of all those institutions on their website?
To the best of my knowledge, I haven't seen it on their website. It's not there. Maybe they assume that people know that there are public institutions that are registered, like your UNISA, your UJ, your VIRTS, your University of Cape Town. But they take it for granted, for instance. But people, they don't know. And people are desperate for the titles. As soon as they're invited to a graduation ceremony to say they're going to be honored with a doctorate, they think that, yes, now they're going to be called doctors. Hence, they are not even doctors, because there's a difference between a PhD and an honorary doctorate. Okay. That as well needs to be communicated with the public out there so that they know about these things.
Now that we have that platform to communicate with the public, let's talk about the difference between an academic doctoral degree, and an honorary one.
Nice one. An honorary doctorate, it is not a qualification to start with. It is just in recognition for one's good work. Just now, I saw on TV that the coach of Banyana Desi Ellis will be awarded an honorary doctorate by the Cape Peninsula University of Technology. That doesn't mean that she's going to become a doctor. It's just an honor for her good work in the sport fraternity, because it's an honorary doctorate in sport management. They are recognizing her good work because he's been in soccer over the years. That's not a problem. But the thing is, once you have been honored by that institution, you don't have the right to call yourself a doctor because you did not study for it. As opposed to a PhD. A PhD, you study, and it's not just a thing of a year or two. It takes time for one to obtain a PhD. In others, they do what we call coursework, and others go the route of extensive research. And I'm telling you, other people, they end up in the psychiatric ward trying to obtain this qualification. It is not an easy journey at all. So that's the difference between the two. And again, once you have an honorary doctorate, let's say you write your CV, you don't write honorary doctorate under qualifications because it is not a qualification, but you write it under awards or achievement because you cannot even use that piece of paper or that paper to ask for work. But maybe it's happening in South Africa because anything is possible here.
So let's talk about, for somebody who has a doctorate like yourself, how hard is it? I mean, for those of us who were probably thinking about going the PhD route, or it just seems so daunting, from your perspective, how hard was it for you to attain this PhD that you currently have?
It is not that difficult because I have it, and I was not that brilliant when I was at school. But it takes a lot of dedication, commitment, and a lot of sacrifices. Once you are able to master that, then you'll be able to get a PhD with ease. But it takes time, and it is a very tedious exercise. Others, they start, and they somewhere midway, they ask themselves this question, because at some point, you feel like your head is going to burst, and you ask yourself, is it worth it? If the answer is no, then you're not going to make it. But if the answer is yes, then you're going to get it. It is hard, but it is doable.
I mean, you mentioned a bit earlier, I mean, it involves studying, research, obviously doing that doctoral thesis. But the other aspect is the defending of your PhD in front of a panel of experts. Take me through that process. I mean, what's that like? What are you defending? What kind of questions come through here?
Let us start from the proposal phase. Then Umatebula will write a proposal. Other institutions, after writing the proposal, Umatebula must defend the proposal so that it makes sense that Umatebula's topic, he has got some substance, it is researchable. He can get information on it, because other topics really are not researchable. You'll get one or two information and that's it. And again, what's important about a PhD is that the knowledge that you are going to bring forth, it must be fresh, original. Not that you can take somebody's topic, refine it, and then make it your own. It must be something that is original, because you're going to contribute to, as far as knowledge is concerned, to the academic world. Right now, what I wrote, others, they're using my thesis as reference. So, because it's something that was never produced before. So that's the difficult part of it. So when you defend your proposal or your thesis, they want to know about, there are things that we call that are technical in research. We need the key things in research. Because if your thesis is it can be, sometimes it can't be 100%. Mm. Let's say it's a pass. There are certain things that it must conform to. You must reach your objectives. You must answer your research questions. Mm. There are certain things that must happen there. It's a tedious process. Mm. For instance, currently I'm an examiner for master's student. Mm. So when I examine a thesis or a mini thesis, there are certain things that we look for. And it is easy to see whether this student wrote it themselves or this thing has been written by somebody else. Mm. And that's the main reason why they have to defend it, because if it was written by somebody else, most definitely this person will not be able to defend that particular thesis.
Mm. And this defending, is it an hour session or can it go on for hours? How does it work here?
No, it can go on for hours, because until they get what the crux of your research, they will ask questions until they get what they want. If they don't get it, then you go back, you redo your research, or you do your redo your proposal.
What is the role of the supervisor in that process?
Good question. Let's start from masters. When one is doing a master's degree, they appoint a supervisor. So, you know, master's level, a supervisor has got some role, because that supervisor actually would work with you, guide you, give instructions. But when you get your PhD, the role of a supervisor is minimal, because that is a very senior qualification. And we expect that when someone is at that level, they know what research is. Mm-hmm. That is why research starts from, when you do your honors, they start introducing research. Then when you do your master's, the level goes up. When you do your PhD, you are mainly on your own. The supervisor has some role, mm-hmm. but the role is very minimal. But in most cases, you are on your own. That is where I say it. You have to be committed, you have to be dedicated, and you have to meet deadlines. Because as a supervisor, I'll give deadlines. For you to write this chapter, I'm giving you maybe a month or 2 months. Mm-hmm. Then I want this chapter. So it's up to you how you manage your time, but not a supervisor. So you must have discipline. Without discipline, you're not going to make it.
Just to shift gears a little bit, let's talk. What does your association do in the role of PhD? What's the role here?
This is the association, the South African Association of PhDs. We have doctors and professors who are PhD holders. Why am I saying PhD holders? Because we have medical doctors. And medical doctors, most of them, they have NQF level 8, meaning they don't have NQF level 10. It's a topic for another day, because the question is, why do we address them as doctors? Because they don't have NQF level 10, because that's the only qualification that qualifies one to be addressed as doctor. It's a topic for another day. But we do have medical doctors that have NQF level 10. That's not a problem. They've done their research. They are specialists in their field. That's not a problem. So in our association, we have doctors and professors, and we meet, we discuss, we share ideas. Like I normally say, PhD holders are problem solvers. It's just that in South Africa, they don't see the value of PhD holders. In other countries, whenever they have a problem, let's say they have a problem with electricity, they go to such associations to say, listen, gentlemen, please, we have this problem. Give us a solution. Because mainly our job is to do research. We do research. We will do a research. We'll provide solutions. Like, I specialize in crime and policing. I have a doctor of literature and philosophy in police science. Mm. So when you talk of crime, one way or the other, I will have a solution. Mm. So that in our country, they don't see the value in us. As soon as they see value in us, they will use us. But we are getting there slowly but surely. Mm. We launched this association last year in October. So we are still young, mm-hmm. and we are still engaging with various institutions. For instance, not so long, we had a meeting with SACA, because we have seen this gap where you have bogus doctors with fake qualifications, people who misrepresent their qualifications. Then we say to SACA, can't we be a third-party verifier? Because we have seen that gap. Yeah. So those are the things that we want to do in future. And we want also to encourage others to study further and become doctors. And those who are struggling, we take them, we help them, mm-hmm. we guide them. Because to have a supervisor, for instance, a supervisor may have 4 students. Yes. Then that supervisor may not have enough time to focus on you, because you are many. So we also want to take that role, but to our members and to others as well, we don't mind. All right. Help them so that they can achieve their qualifications in a record time.
All right, Dr. Matewula, thank you so much for sharing that perspective with us, and also giving us the differences here between an honorary and an academic doctorate. And we look forward to catching up with you perhaps in the next few months, just to see the kind of traction you've had when it comes to that collaboration that you're looking for with SACA, but also the work you're doing with other institutions. That is Dr. Esewu Mgolisi Matewula, who is from the South African Association of PhDs.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.